And that was Paul Wilbur with Nobody Like You. Now, that was a little different style than Paul Wilbur does a lot of the time, but a great song. Want to welcome the now internationally well-known one and only dear brother of color who has joined us to balance us out this morning.
I tell you.
And to all you dads, Seamus Gordon along with Charles, welcome, brothers.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
How's it going, man? Best day ever.
Best day ever.
Yeah. See, that's what you say.
That's it.
But I have to ask this question because the other morning, and this is for you, Charles, Seamus got started and he was already into Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like he was slicked up, dressed up, and fired up, and he was into Friday. And you just sat there so quietly, like everything was fine, and until
one of us has to be in control. I always have to reel him in.
I heard a couple skid marks as the plane touched down there, and it's like, oh yeah. So how did that go? You went into a school or something, Shane?
Yes. So once a year. It could be more, but it's once a year there is Bring Your Dads to School Day. Normally,
oh, really?
It's in September. The school district approves it. It's a wonderful thing. But it got rolled over into October, and so I went to one in Riviera Beach. Over 50 dads, 7:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Over 50 dads who showed up with their kids, and that was wonderful, and I couldn't help but be listening, not because I was nervous, but because I was excited to have Charles in the chair.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. And of course, we have a lot of people in Delray Beach and Riviera Beach who listen to us. As a matter of fact, we are officially starting a chapter the data program.
Fantastic.
In Delray Beach. All as a result of WCNL.
Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent.
God is good.
Well, for those of you who are not well informed, who haven't heard of Dad Up yet, this morning. We'll speak to you kindly, but it's time you get introduced. Seamus Gordon came in here, 3 months ago, Seamus? Mm-hmm. We were talking long before that, but this has been a vision on your heart for a long time. Tell us what Dad Up is all about.
Before I say what it is, I want to talk about how God's timing is so perfect. Because, Karen, you remember, I came in here, we talked about it, I did a few one-liners or something like that, but it didn't feel right. The timing, and I'm as I get older, I mean, as I get wiser, that's what I mean, I'm learning that with God, timing is more important than time.
Yeah, it is.
And probably if we had started earlier, I wouldn't have had my wonderful, available, always available co-host. I mean, we have a group of guys, as you know, five of us, the Magnificent Five. But
what a perfect fit, too. What a perfect fit.
Charles is a young, retired law enforcement officer, and he is here every day. But back to your question about what Dad Up is. It's the kind of version of Man Up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that. Generally, when a person says to a man or a dad, Man Up, it's like a soft way of telling him off to say, listen, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Man up and pay the child support. So we have recoined that.
Okay, gotcha.
To challenge, empower our fathers and father figures. To establish, from the moment the mom-to-be said, we're pregnant, establish a connection, or reestablish, if the connection wasn't there in the first place, or if you have been doing the right thing all these years, to maintain the connection between yourself and your child. So that's part A of the mission. And then part B is to prepare today's sons to be tomorrow's responsible fathers and father figures. And I'm so grateful to God for the crew that we have, the support from the public, but also for this wonderful station, which is why we have volunteered to come to say to the listening audience, give. and give again.
Amen.
Amen.
And keep giving.
So can we say, man up, get your wallet out. the reality is, and, it's probably, I'm not sure, maybe it's because Karen has so many friends out there, but ladies step up more often than the men do to support Christian radio. And we find this is the case often, and so it is a part, and you address this as well, that it's a part of a balanced man's life to lead in the responsibilities and to be a good steward of what God's put in our hands. And Karen does a great job with all of the ladies who are encouraged. They listen in, and we hear from them constantly. But I'll tell you, there are a lot of ladies are listening to Dad Up program.
We get calls and texts all the time. And you know how women are, I mean, in a good way. If they want to hear...
Dave, did you catch that?
I did,
that,
right away.
It was subtle, wasn't it? It was so subtle.
If they want their sons or husbands to see something, hear something, they'll preordain it. The radio will be on just at the right time.
They know how to do it.
Yeah, so...
They know how to do it. Alexa, WCNO, turn on WCNO, Alexa, right.
And so, we're going to have to get the mom sense going pretty soon here.
Yes.
So. Well, yeah. So, amen. Well, welcome, guys. We are going to give the number out at this time, and I don't know if you all have that number down. Let's this is a test.
Oh, Charles, let's
test. It's 561-229-2379.
Gee, man.
Now, that's your number.
That is the... You can call or text.
To get a hold of the team at Dad Up.
That's right.
Or you can
email at the Father Child Connection, dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.
All right. Very good. And to reach us this morning right here where we are very much alive in the studio, you can call 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. We are going to, again, make mention of the fact that A1 Auto in Hope Sound is a business partner with WCNO, and also we have the Alzheimer's Treatment Center of America that is also a business partner with us, and their participation assists in covering the operational cost of this station. So we're going to go to a spot. We're also going to go to a song. We'll be right back in just a moment, but Karen's going to give the number again first.
That number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Of the great and glorious King, you are strong when you feel weak, in your brokenness complete. Shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west, Jesus, Savior to all, Lord of heaven. Rise up, women of the truth, stand and sing to broken hearts, who can know the healing power of our awesome King of love. Shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west. Shout to the north and the church with broken wings. Fill this place with songs again of our God who reigns on high. By his grace again we'll fly.
And that was Shout to the North by Delirious. Mm-hmm. Boy, where did they get that name? I don't know. Yeah. We have Seamus with us this morning, and I don't know if we're going to get a little dad up action here today or not. Charles is here as well. And, you know, whenever they get together, things happen. And Seamus, how serious is the need for men to get their act together?
Charles, wow. You want to answer that?
Yeah, I don't work in corrections anymore, but the time that I was in corrections, it was really frustrating because, say, I would be in a unit that had 40 men, and at least 32 of them were 24 years old or younger.
Wow. Mm.
And that was really frustrating because...
What a waste, right?
That's our future, yeah.
What a waste.
And some of them are so talented.
Mm. Yeah.
But they didn't want to put in the work. They want to take the shortcuts. Mm-hmm. And the shortcuts never work.
Don't pay out.
And it was really frustrating. The ones that were older, yes, they made mistakes.
Yeah.
And it was usually mistakes out of necessity. But the younger ones were just trying to do a shortcut, and it was just really frustrating. So, yeah, this program, we're trying to gear it a lot towards younger men because all it takes is that one bad decision, and it'll take you on a different path. Mm.
Yeah.
So, Charles, you're saying something I believe is really important for we as the body of Christ to think about. A lot of people end up in prison that are not evil, wicked, horrible people.
Correct. Correct.
But a lot of these are your kids. You're listening today, and, you know, our families are not exempt. The enemy doesn't go, oops, so that's a church family. I'm not going to mess with them.
Right.
Our families are all under attack, but it's real easy for our kids to end up with the wrong team.
Yes.
And when you're on the wrong team, you're playing the wrong game. And that can happen. And it can happen outside the church. It can happen across the street. It can happen at the house next door. A lot of that takes place. But you bring out a really good point that a lot of our youth, talented youth, have been maybe assigned the wrong name, you know, that these are just evil people that need to be put away. A lot of these are people that just need to be awakened to the calling and purpose of God on their life.
I can clearly remember an instance where there was a young man, and he was a talented artist, so talented to the point where when I came in on shift, I have to go by, look in the cells, and do my count.
Mm.
There was usually two men per cell. I looked in quickly, and I said four, and I was like, wait a minute. And then I stepped back. He had drawn a mural on the wall, and it was so lifelike. Then for a split second, I thought there were four people in
there. Wow.
Wow.
And I was able to talk with him, and God blessed me to give him the words to get his act together. And I told him to put a portfolio together while he's in there. And once he got out, he actually got a job illustrating greeting cards.
Wow, that's awesome.
African-American greeting cards.
That is awesome.
In the city of Seattle. Wow.
And that is awesome.
I think he's still doing it, but that was about 30 years ago, so I don't know for sure. But it warmed my heart that I had a small part in getting him on the right path.
What is sad, Jonathan, is for the many young people who still get into trouble now, rather than taking advice or making a turn, they just try to be smarter at being bad next time.
It doesn't work.
Okay, I get caught. Next time, I know what I'll do.
Yeah, right. Then, I learned this time, right? Yeah.
And they end up in trouble all over again. I think it's an attack. I know it's an attack. It's a spiritual warfare. It's not just a sociological and a societal issue. It's a spiritual warfare.
But then again, a lot of those young men did not have a strong bond with a father in their life, and so they really did not have that mentoring relationship to equip them to know the difference, or at least be introduced to the consequences of the difference.
Yeah, that's correct.
And, from a masculine figure.
A lot of them have single mothers, and we love our single mothers.
And grandmothers.
And grandmothers. Yeah. But I always say single mothers and grandmothers can teach a young man to be a good human being, but they can't teach him how to be a man.
Mm. It's true.
Just like I couldn't teach a young lady how to be a young lady.
True.
So
true. Yeah. And that I believe that is a bit of a lie that has been promoted in our
society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even within my own family, I remember hearing some arguments, well, a father's really not needed. I mean, in my family, we have some relatives, a very special lady who has three kids by three different guys. And guess what? None of those kids have a dad. Because those guys, they moved on to another story, you know, at some point. Mm-hmm. They're certainly not a part of their kids' lives. And so the thing was, well, you know, the dad's not needed. We can do this. We can take care of this. And then came the big shock when the boy decided he didn't want to play with dolls. He wanted trucks. He wanted he wanted hammers. He wanted saws. He wanted to be outside on a swing, and he wasn't going to be like his sisters. And they're like, well, what happened to him? You know, we've tried to raise this kid, you know, and they believe that there isn't a difference. Oh my, there is a difference.
Oh yes. And again, we love our single mothers and grandmothers, and they do a wonderful job. But you don't necessarily have to have, to the single mothers and grandmothers, you don't necessarily have to have a man in your life, but you need a man in your children's lives, whatever father figure that man could be. So that's what we're about.
Yes, I do remember the scripture said it's not good for a man to be alone. It does not say it's not good for a woman to be alone. I'll let Seamus break that down and give us some more insight on that. But I know for me it's not good to be alone. I'm blessed to have an awesome wife. Karen, we have some mail. This is Prayer and Share, and this is the time that Seamus and Charles has been willing to come in and hang out with us. We're here to raise the operational budget for the next 6 months. And we have some mail that has come in, and you have a note there from one of our faithfuls along with a donation. And tell us what the listener has to say.
All right, and this is from Heather, so I'll let you know her donation amount. Let
me Heather, from where?
Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Right.
Jupiter, Heather.
So Heather.
Hey, Heather.
Heather sent us a nice note. Says, dear team at WCNO, thank you for your dedicated service to the South Florida community. Your programming is honest, encouraging, and genuine. I'm grateful that there's still a wonderful radio station that lifts up the name of Jesus and isn't a commercially tainted testimony for Jesus. I know it's a struggle sometimes, but I believe the Lord is looking, supplying, and providing. I am so grateful for all of you and this station. This is my early gift to Prayer and Share for October 2025. God bless you and keep you with gratitude, Heather. And she sent in her $100 donation.
Pretty awesome. So what did she say about commercialized?
It isn't a commercially tainted testimony for Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? People notice the difference between a station that has an opportunity to bring in Seamus and Charles and Dad up and a station that brings in local people to testify and the big corporate. We certainly don't have anything negative to say about that, but I do believe that God has given us a unique ministry here at WCNO, and we want to kind of make mention of that as when we come to you and say we're looking to raise our operational budget, we're not speaking to people in Texas and California and New York, and we're local. We're right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida. We don't have a chain of stations that's pumping money in here to make this happen, and we don't have some headquarters up in Nashville that's telling us we can or we can't have Seamus Gordon in. Right. Right. You know, we have freedom here to really be led of the Lord and to bring in local people as well as national, and it's a great ministry. And so, Heather, we want to thank you for your support. Karen, mention what's up with our matching funds just so those who are just tuning in know what we have going on, and I'll tell you the number is 1440.
1440, that's what we have available in matching funds. So for every dollar you give, it will be matched up with dollar. If we give $100, it'll be matched with $100.
Right.
And this is through A1 Auto Care and the Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America combined. So we were going to, we're giving that till 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Are you still standing on that? Your faith is good?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, your faith is good. Just check it.
1440.
That number sounds familiar.
I was going to say that. I'm like, why is that ringing
that
bell?
That number sounds familiar.
That's your favorite number.
We have a data mantra around here when we start. Every day, we get deposited into our time bank 1,440 minutes. Every single day. And we have $1,440 to be met.
That's right. Yeah. Right.
Charles, let's dig in our pockets.
That can't be a coincidence.
Oh, wow. 1440.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, take care of that.
And Heather's 100 just made that happen. You know, that just brought it right there. And I've been... you know, I set these aside, and when you communicate with us, our family communicates, we like to bring that in, and that would even be special. You know, Charles and Seamus, you get some communication. Sometimes it's good to let us promote that, you know, on air, just to let at other times, other than when your program's on, so other listeners know what's taking place. So, you know, when I'm listening to Dad up and I'm in the studio with both of you, I'm conscious of a mission, that there is a mission that you all are on. And you said something that kind of rocked my boat when you said, I think it was 10 years or something, you're looking to see a transformation. Talk to us about that.
I believe with all of my heart that when God calls you into something, it is sometimes frightening and far bigger than you far bigger than you know you have the time or the resources to do.
True.
And one of our listeners texted in something to say, yeah, you know it is God when the job is bigger than you. We envision to see a change in the landscape of fatherhood in our local community. And that's why we're intentional in tackling fatherhood from two ends of the spectrum. Most fatherhood agencies focus on just the dads. We believe in order to somehow meet in the middle and probably even eliminate the issue of absent fathers is to work from the other end where the boys are going to be becoming that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it becomes a revolving door. So we spend all this time fixing the dads, repairing the dads, but then you have broken boys who are coming. And so with the help of this station, which we certainly support and love, we are hoping to use this platform to echo and re-echo the need for everyone, businesses, government, churches, to come on board and make fatherhood be not be a third Sunday thing in June, and then that's it.
It's huge.
Amen. Amen.
Absolutely huge. It is so huge. Had a man in our congregation. His background was military. He, I believe, is maybe in Vietnam, and came back, drugs, head issues, you know, all of the struggles and emotional issues, family issues. Had a son. Didn't have any contact with his son. His son was out there. And, we think about what happens when a family comes apart for military war, this, that, or a police officer that's out a lot, or even a pastor that is always ministering to other people. And sometimes our families look at us and like, well, when are you going to be here for us? But Marvin, one day after they told him he had cancer, Marvin said, well, I have Jesus. He said, I'm going to make a big deal out of the fact that I have Jesus. And he said, they can say whatever I have, but, my life is really in the Lord. And I was riding with him across the state he had a treatment scheduled. And to get him loaded, had to get him in a wheelchair and bring him into a lift van and transport him. And from Stewart to, I think it's Moffitt that's over there, but across the state, all the way he was talking about this thing of young people and how important it is that they are given an opportunity to be shown value and equipped by godly men, especially young men. And his thing was, and I know it wasn't new with him, but he said it's so much easier to grow a young tree straight than it is to straighten out an old tree that's crooked. Yes. And he ended up telling me, he said, Pastor, everything I have, didn't have much, lived in a mobile home, he didn't have much, but he said, everything I have, I want it to go to save kids. And so we actually have the steel for a building, which will be a youth building that that Marvin's resources bought and want to do that. But what you're doing is so important because you're talking about changing generations by impacting lives today, and it really is important. Dave, you come in sometimes and hang out with this gang, don't you?
Yeah, I get to produce their program at least twice a week.
And was a guest on one of them.
Yeah.
But I have a question, David. I want to know if you have a problem. See, I didn't tell Charles, I didn't tell Seamus I have a problem with his program. I'm going to tell him right now I have a problem with his program, and I'm going to see if Dave can rescue me. But my problem is when I'm sitting here and you're doing a program, there's things almost like popcorn going off inside of my spirit, and I want to jump in and get involved.